This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says damage to U.S. businesses and the biggest ransomware attack on record appears to be minimal, but information is still incomplete. Company whose software was exploited says it appears that fewer than 1,500 businesses worldwide were compromised through cybersecurity experts, and they're cautioning that the estimate could be low. Also Tuesday, a security researcher who chatted online with representatives of the Russia-linked R-Evil gang responsible for the attack says they claim they've stolen data from hundreds of companies but offered no evidence. Ransomware was spread Friday to victims in at least 17 countries from a compromised server belonging to the Miami-based company Kaseya. Top Biden officials on Tuesday hosted a brother to Saudi Arabia's powerful crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, and the highest level such visit since the U.S. made public intelligence findings linking the crown prince to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Biden administration did not publicly disclose the visit by Prince Khalid bin Salman, Saudi Arabia's deputy defense minister, in advance. President Joe Biden had pledged to make a pariah of the kingdom's crown prince during his presidential campaign over Khashoggi's killing and other abuses, but his administration has instead emphasized U.S. strategic interests with Saudi Arabia. High-level sessions with Prince Khalid, the younger brother and confidant to Saudi Arabia's powerful crown prince, revived complaints that the administration was giving the Saudis a pass in the Khashoggi killing, given that the country's strategic importance as a Middle East power and top oil producer.